Have you gotten your tickets yet? That's the question. That's exactly the right question. The Mandy Awards, the 710 Mandy Awards, coming up the Sunday before Super Bowl Sunday, right? February 6th yep. at Quiet Canyon in Montebello. You know how to get your tickets. It is 710awards.net, Al. And we sold some tickets yesterday. And if you want to go, you better do it today because they are going fast. We went through a bunch yesterday.
Okay, here's the reality. Let me just kind of set this up here a little bit. Our show sold a good amount of tickets. Mason in Ireland, Ramona on the show yesterday, sold a ton of tickets. Sedano and Cap sold a ton of tickets. So I just say this. If this is something you're interested in, if you want to come out, hang out with the crew.
Why wouldn't you be?
If you want to come out and hang out with the crew, 710 ESPN, or maybe yesterday we're promoted for the first time. You don't know what the heck was going on. The date, by the way, is February 6th. I highly, highly encourage you, if this is something that you're interested in doing, I'm not kidding when I say this. Got to buy it today, buy it tomorrow. There's going to come a point in the very, very near future that you might want a ticket and you won't get a chance to come. So I'm just encouraging those who are fans of this station, 710awards.net, hit the buy tickets. It's $25 to come hang Perfect. Out with the crew. That includes dinner. It'll be a fantastic event. Again, I'm not saying this to sell it. I'm telling you,
if you want to go, you're going to
very, yeah. very soon where you're not going to have that option to buy.
Think Cabbage Patch Kids, Tickle Me Elmo, whatever the hot one is. It's been a while since I had to buy like kid gifts for my kids, but every year there's the one thing that every kid wants, right? I'll get that. And then you'd go to buy it and they're like, yeah, we haven't had those in 3 months. Yeah. I don't know what you waited for, but we don't have them anymore. So if you want them, you need to go do it today.
710awards.net
also,
if you're interested.
710awards.net is where you can go to vote, right? We're talking best yeah. show. We're talking best producers. We're talking best associate producers.
Fill-in host.
Taylor's on the ballot.
Of course he is.
So Taylor needs to be voted for, right? Yeah. We need to make sure that he gets in there and is a part of this as well. If you want to vote for me and Slee, that's fine. And more importantly is that Taylor gets his respect.
Okay. If you don't want to use your credit card to buy a ticket, crypto.com.
Well, you know what that would be great for? The name of an arena. The name of an arena where you go to
crypto.com.
Hey Al, what do you got going this weekend? What do you say you and me meet at crypto.com arena and we go through and we'll go watch the Lakers play?
Let me say this here
what?
Real quick.
We're going to meet where?
You know my affinity to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Uh-huh.
You know my love for the franchise. 17 NBA championships. How many at Staples Center? Let me think here real quick.
I know. I did the math this morning.
Okay, so you got 3 Kobe and Shaq. Then you have, by the way, that was the first year they moved mm-hmm. into the new arena. 3 mm-hmm. with Kobe and Shaq, 2 more with Kobe, 1 more with LBJ. So you had 6 championships.
No, it's more than that. Kings won 2 Stanley Cups in that
building. Yeah. But not right now. We're not talking
no,
about
that. No, that's championships.
No,
that is
right.
A championship
right.
in a major sport. Mm-hmm. They have 8 championships in that
Clippers,
building.
Clippers, the Pacific Division title. How many of those do they have? Get your calculator out. All right? So add those into the mix.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you don't want to forget those.
I want to say this because, you know, I've been a long-term customer.
Of crypto.com?
Of Staples. Oh. Long-term customer.
Look, you want to go first
on this
deal.
That's where I used to get all my office supplies from. Let me tell you something. If they're not coming back, not re-upping, you can forget about Staples.
Look, I get it. I get why AEG, which owns Staples Center, did what they did, right?
Yeah.
$700 million. Yes, you can call whatever you want. You give me $700 million, I'll call whatever you want. Here's what's interesting about this.
Yeah.
It's kind of come full circle again. That the very first corporate naming rights on a building,
mm-hmm.
the Forum. The Great Western Forum a million years ago.
Which was a bank.
Right.
And who's the one that put it together?
Jerry Buss.
The great Dr. Jerry
Buss.
There's
a great story, and I'm going to get this mostly right, but I may get the quote a little bit wrong. Yep. So you're like, oh, how could you change? You know, it's the Forum. Why did you put a corporate brand on this thing? And his response was, well, let me ask you this. Your name is Alan, right? Yeah. How about if I gave you $50 million and I started calling you Bob? Anybody saying no to that? No, go ahead. Mm-hmm. But it's the Travis and Bob show mm-hmm. now because you got $50 million in your pocket.
Just coming in here with just a silk suit every show.
Bob's
I got a cigar.
Rich.
I'm like, hey, listen, I have 40 mil in my bank account.
Bob,
what do you
Bob's
want me to
a
do?
Rich guy. Now you got to change your name. You got to go get a new credit card. You got to change the nameplate on your desk. But Bob's got a lot of money in his pocket. So yeah, I get it. But crypto.com arena doesn't really roll off the tongue the way that Staples Center does. And it's not just because it was second. Some of them sound really good. SoFi Stadium just sounds like it's been SoFi Stadium for a million years. Yep. They Staples Center sounds really good. You go back a million up in San Francisco.
Well, I got another good example. Yeah. Golden One Center Credit Union for the Sacramento Kings.
.com.
It just rings so nice. What,
it may still be. I honestly don't know. Yeah. Isn't the one in New Orleans called Smoothie King Center?
Smoothie King Center.
I mean, there are
who doesn't
some
want
really
a nice smoothie
ones
when you walk in to a game?
Hey, go to the game tonight. You want to go? Can we get smoothies? I mean, what? Are we, what? Smoothie King Center? There are bad names.
No celery.
Yeah. This feels like something that's going to take, first of all, how many years are we going to go through before people stop calling it? I get it on broadcasts. People will call it on TV. We're coming to you live from Crypto.com Arena. It's going to say that, but everybody, hey, let's meet at Staples tonight. We'll meet at Staples at the Magic Johnson statue, and we'll go into the game from there. Nobody, I'll meet you at Crypto.com Arena. Come on, man.
Okay. This is something. I'm going to go ahead and put the business hat on for a quick second. I get it. It doesn't have the greatest ring to it. This is intriguing. It really is. It's incredibly intriguing. Like I don't know about you. I don't know anything about cryptocurrency.
I just don't. Worth a lot of money.
I don't. And you and I were talking about this. I think there was a topic Zach had a couple days ago. We're doing the hey, did you miss out on something that you? Who was it? It was for The Office, right? Somebody was telling.
Paul Rudd told Steve Carell, "Don't do The Office."
Don't do The Office. And he threw out a question. Did somebody talk you out of something? And I said, yeah. Some certain stocks like Facebook or Tesla, you know, just these small companies that might or might not succeed.
Right.
Cryptocurrency, I think you and I can both say we don't know that much about it. The reality is it's a completely different world, and it could be in 10 years we're all looking at each other saying, yeah, that's not a big deal. It's not a big deal at all. And I know what you're going to say. The name doesn't click. It's not smooth. It's not – I get that part of it. You know what? It might take 10 years for things to change. But you know what? Every single person around the sports media world and around the business world is talking about this morning. I had no idea what Crypto.com was. Never heard of it in my life. No idea. Matt Damon was a part of it as well, one of the spokesperson, if you go on the website.
Mm-hmm.
There, it will take some time, but I tell you what, sometimes something that doesn't even sound good will accomplish what they're trying to accomplish.
No, I get what they're doing. It just does. I'm going to go back to my lane. I like food, and I like talking about food, and I like talking about eating. There's something about mouthfeel, the way that feels in your mouth, right? It just sometimes there's crunch. Sometimes you want a little silky. So there's things that you want. This feels clunky in your mouth. Staples Center sounds perfect. SoFi Stadium sounds really good. Pac Bell Park up in San Francisco sounds great. Hasn't been Pac Bell Park in forever, but it sounds good. Crypto.com Arena.
You got to chew it. I get it. But say it again the way you just said.
Crypto.com Arena.
What is that?
That's how I say it. That's what it's called. Am I wrong?
He's so smooth with his SoFi Stadium. You know, like there's like a way
that's what it's
he
called.
Says
it's called
it.
SoFi
crypto,
Stadium.
You became crypto. A robot.
Crypto.com Arena. That's what it's called. It's really, really a great name. I understand that crypto is here to stay. I understand. I don't get it. I mean, I don't know what it is or how it works, but I'm bummed that I don't own more of it or any of it.
I think
it's
the .com part that throws it off.
Of course it is. It's the .com. Why not put in the www.crypto.com/free offer or whatever. I don't know what it is, but those are all the way that it goes. Enter your promo code here, .com, arena, crypto, stadium. How you doing today?
Yeah. But they couldn't have just said Crypto Center, Crypto Arena.
No, because that's like dollar, right?
Exactly.
It's not. Although there's a dollar store.
It's like saying Automotive Stadium, right?
Food Service Stadium.
So wait, is it Toyota or is it Ford? Whose is it?
It's
just Automotive Stadium.
It's Automotive Category Stadium. It's Banking Category Stadium. Yeah, it's will we get used
Smoothie
to it?
Smoothie King Center.
Let me ask you this. Where, until recently, where did the Chargers play?
Qualcomm Stadium.
Okay, no, after that, before they moved into SoFi.
Dignity Health.
Yeah, right. It played at Home Depot Center, right? Just like the place down in Anaheim. I know it's the Honda Center. It's the Pond. You think, what's Anaheim Stadium? It's the Big A, right? And they've had a million different – once it's named something, that's kind of the name. But I think Anaheim Stadium's actually back to Anaheim Stadium again, but it was, you know, whatever. It was Southern California Edison Field. There's been – Dodger Stadium hasn't had names. Coliseum has Rose Bowl, all these things.
By the way, how long is that going to go?
Not forever. Somebody's going to come in and change the name
to
Bob.
I'm shocked
right?
that they've lasted that long.
Yeah.
Who doesn't have one? Okay, Yankee Stadium doesn't have one.
Fenway Park.
Fenway doesn't Wrigley have Field. One. Wrigley doesn't have one. Dodger Stadium. Those got to be the only four.
San Diego. Rose Bowl doesn't have anything.
San Diego owns Petco Park.
But you know what? It's alliterative. It sounds right. Yeah. It's got good mouth.
Real intimidating, too. It's like, you know.
Hey, look, they got fish tacos and craft beer. You can call it whatever you want. I'm going. It's a good spot. Hey, I'll take the Sculpin from Ballast Point and two fish tacos. Anybody? What do you call a stadium? I don't know. Awesome.
Doesn't it feel like.
It sounds good to me.
Doesn't it feel like you're just walking into. It's just so not intimidating.
What, Petco?
Going to Petco.
Well, they're okay, the Padres. Cool. They're by definition not intimidating.
They're selling lizards outside of.
Can you bring your dog?
There are, I think, Sundays where certain Sundays you can bring your dog.
You know what? Okay.
Seattle does that too.
Yeah, every team, I think, has like a dog night.
Yeah.
I mean, look, they're animals. They eat. And if you eat, you end up, you know, the other part happens. Can we not? Can we just leave the dog at home?
How about you just don't go to that game?
Right. Well, but what if I have season tickets and now I got to watch where I'm stepping?
Sell them to dog owners.
I'd rather step on some peanut shells than something else. It's a bad deal. It's a bad name.
All right, we'll get used to it. It's going to take some time.
It will. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. If you want to participate today, you know it's a good name. The Travis and Sliwa Arena. We should see. You got $700 million lying around that you want to throw at AEG and see if they'll put our name on it?
$700
million. It's a lot. Like I said, if I AEG, I couldn't say yes fast
enough.
But
for me, it's the category too. That's fascinating. You know, it has it. I know you don't like the name.
Right.
I know you don't like the name of it. But the fact that a crypto company has walked in to LA Live and said, "We got this entire thing."
You're right. But
what's the Clippers? Intuit Dome?
I don't know. Who cares?
It's a good name, and it's going to be a great
I'm
arena.
I'm sure it'll be a great arena. But
the Intuit Dome is not bad. That sounds.
It's fine. It's put up a cool show. I'll see it. Look, it could be for a blacksmith. If you're giving me $700 million, I don't care.
Yeah.
Home of the blacksmith.com arena. It could be the most antiquated product, the most forward-thinking product. Doesn't matter to me. If you have some suggestions, hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back. So are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Lakers get a pretty good game tonight. They got the Bucks in Milwaukee.
Yep.
Milwaukee finally gets all their guys back, too. Like, they've been kind of playing with one hand tied behind their back. They've got off to a weird start, a lot like the Lakers have, but for different reasons.
Yeah, they're 6-8. Chris Middleton has missed, I want to say, 7 games in a row. He had the health and safety protocols. I don't know if – listen, we'll get into the weeds of the game, but I don't know if people understand how key Chris Middleton is, and he's not a big marquee name, but how big
player.
He is to the Bucks. But just like from a timing perspective, it was on Monday night, Lakers and the Bulls. I'm like, all right, they're 6-8. Let me read a couple things about the Bucks. And the first story is Chris Middleton will return Wednesday against Lakers. Like, of course he will. Of course he will. Why wouldn't he?
You know what? The other thing that's happening too, obviously they're missing their guys, which is, you know, that's a huge deal. They're dealing with something that teams like the Lakers have dealt with frequently and somebody like LeBron James has dealt with more or less every year he's been in the league.
Mm-hmm.
When I show up, it's a big deal. And now when the Bucks show up, it's a big deal. You're playing the defending champs. You're going to get everybody's very best shot every single night. They want to beat the defending champs. Even when Milwaukee was a good team and Giannis is winning MVPs, they're a good team. It's Milwaukee. It's a good team. Let's play. But it ain't the champs. And now all of a sudden, when you play the champs, you're going to get that shot. The same way LeBron, every time he walks out there, it's, I want to beat LeBron James.
There was it's a good example yesterday. You got a chance to watch Steph.
Awesome show.
And the Warriors walk into Brooklyn. Brooklyn gets to see Steph Curry once a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, right? That's going to be their opportunity to see him. Tonight we'll have a kind of a similar vibe. The Bucks only get a chance to see the Lakers one time at their arena. Eventually, you know, Milwaukee will come to the Lakers. LeBron, we know, is not coming back until at least there's some rumors out there. Walsh put out a tweet yesterday. Could come back Friday against the Boston Celtics. So with that in mind, a couple things I want to do, at least for tonight's game. Giannis or Anthony Davis? Remember that conversation we used to have about those two players?
Sure.
Best two-way player in the NBA. Well, it's got to be Anthony Davis, right? AD's skill set, where he is today. I want to compare what's happened because I think most people would agree with this. Over the last year, if you look at Anthony Davis and Giannis Antetokounmpo, the conversation about those two players is not only has it changed, I think it's continuing to change. And what's going to have to happen tonight if Lakers are going to stay in this game. I do think this will be an incredibly tough game for the Lakers. We'll do that coming up next. If you want to be a part of the show, 877-710-ESPN. This is the Travis and Sliwa Show on 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I'm not by nature a conspiracy theorist. It's not really my lane, but I just want to throw a potential conspiracy out there. Mm-hmm. Taylor, are you working tomorrow? Are you on the show tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so tomorrow's the chicken sandwich day.
Yep.
Right? And we're going to have
Howlin' Rays.
Yep. Come in, and we're going to eat the Howlin' version of the sandwich because you, Alan Sliwa, are a genius.
I'm an idiot.
He's like, hey, Trav, you know what we should do is we should cause ourselves physical pain.
I want to clarify here. If you never accepted it, we wouldn't be in this position.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
You went out of nowhere, and I kind of paused when you're like, okay, let's do it. I'm like, why are we doing it? What are you doing?
So, it's tomorrow, right? Last segment of the show. Tomorrow, Howlin' Rays is going to bring in their super hot Howlin' version of their sandwich, and it's going to be hot.
Nashville fried chicken sandwich.
Emily is going to participate.
Yep.
The whole show.
Janice already said she's going to
participate. Taylor, working on Bergman. Some sandwich.
100%.
Okay, Taylor,
so
is,
Taylor
in.
Is in.
Working on Bergman right now. I have a presentation after the show that I want to walk through with him of why he should do
I'm
it.
I'm wondering if Emily isn't trying to weasel out of this because she's not. She was here. She did our morning meeting. Yep. We did the our production meeting. We talked. We got everything together. She did all her work, but then she got sick. And she had to leave. Now, she's claiming she got her booster shot yesterday, and it kind of made her feel crummy, and she needed, doesn't feel well. And I guess that's possible, but could she be ducking the sandwich?
No, because when I brought it up, hey, you want to do it with us? It was like no hesitation.
Yeah, but there was a lot of time. Now it's imminent. It's going to happen tomorrow. There's no
still
more,
don't think, because
no
she's
runway.
Also the one coordinating everything with Howlin' Rays, with the marketing gal over at Howlin' Rays. So I think, I don't think that at all. Now, if I happen to get sick tomorrow...
This is like the
much different.
It's like
story.
The opening day of the NCAA tournament. Like on Tuesday, I got this little thing in my throat. It's really starting to bother me. I don't feel good. Then on Wednesday, you go, guys, I'm barely hanging on here. Then when you call Thursday morning, you're like, yeah, I ain't making it. And then you're off on Friday. It feels like you just want to stay home and watch basketball. So Greg is in the producer chair today. Greg, are you going to do the sandwich tomorrow?
There's zero chance I'm doing that tomorrow. Not a chance in the world. I don't care what
kind.
You do on your presentation, Sliwa.
It's 10:19 right now.
Yeah.
I got 24 hours. To just bring Greg in. By the way, Greg, your title at this company, it's very team-oriented. You're supposed to be working together with everybody, and I think it shows a lot when one of the higher-ups at this company...
An executive.
Participates with his employees beneath him.
Oh, yeah. First of all, you two are not beneath me at all. Neither is Taylor. Nobody is beneath me.
Yeah,
but
you say that on the air, but we've had some conversations
off the
air.
I'm going to need to see both of you in my office.
Right,
see me.
That door is closing. We're going to have a serious conversation. But
just take one bite.
No, I can't
do it.
That's
all it is.
Look,
one bite.
I need you to understand something about me, Sliwa, is that I have what I call a Jew stomach. I'm Jewish. So I can say that. Otherwise, you guys can't.
I thought you were from Mexico City.
But
this whole time, I thought you were born and raised.
I look it, right? But anyways, but spicy foods and me do not get along. I have a three-hour show with Mason in Ireland right after you guys do this. If you want me running back and forth in the bathroom... Then
okay,
I'll take
then
a bite.
Look, there's no need to go there, Greg. This is
take the Comrex with you.
This is an honest radio station, okay? We tell the truth around here.
Do not take the Comrex with you. What happened to my show? Emily, turn wherever you are. Hopefully she's in her car. Oh, turn around and come back. I don't like how this has gone. This is not going well at all. Here's what Slee was doing. He's the guy right now that's drowning in the ocean. He's pulling you off the boat with him.
Right.
You have a life raft. You have that little ring. You're kind of floating around out there waiting for the Coast Guard to come by and pluck you out of the ocean. Slee was drowning, and he's trying to rip that thing in half so you go down with him.
Nobody's hesitated. Emily didn't hesitate. Janice didn't. Janice was way too like.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, Janice was like, of course I'm in. I'm like, Janice,
no,
there's no hesitation
Janice, you can have some
all.
Of the sandwich? Yeah. I was like, whoa, okay.
My man Taylor here did not hesitate as well.
I'm not hesitating either.
Greg,
we are a team.
We go out there as a group. It's the equivalent of you. It's like the Lakers and the Bucks tonight. It's like Kent Bazemore saying, you know what, I'm just going to walk over and play for the Bucks. You've got to play with our squad.
Look, last week in Downey, I got a racing stripe in my eyebrow. I can do things with everybody else. This is a thing that I can do. I am not eating a crazy spicy sandwich. My body cannot handle it.
You think Bazemore would do that? Because if he would, we should float that out there as a possibility.
By the way, quick shout out to a few people on Twitter that also want to throw the three championships by the Los Angeles Sparks. Make sure we throw that in there as well over at Staples Center, which is now crypto.com. We were listing off all the different championships.
11?
Yeah. I think 11 championships.
11, there you go. Yep. So 11
Taylor
championships.
Taylor Swift had a banner up there.
Crypto.com arena. So, yeah, that's
the
that's
fact
exciting.
That you say it robotically is what throws me off.
All right, very quickly before we go to the phones, Taylor, can you do hot things? Are you okay in that, or is this going to wipe you out?
Yeah, easy.
Easy?
Oh, I love that confidence right there. That's my man right there.
Because
a chicken sandwich? You kidding me?
I'm just going to tell everybody right now, we're all screwed. Taylor, I've watched already on YouTube other people having that damn sandwich. We're all screwed.
Taylor does not look like he's from Mexico City. You look like you would
he's
have...
He's from Guadalajara.
Yeah, no, he looks like he's from Iowa, which is where he's from. And this is... I can't wait. That was pretty quick. That's maybe you have to
eat the
whole
sandwich.
Let me just say, I'm very, very happy Greg is now in. That's
you can say it all you want. Are you eating the whole sandwich? Like the entire? You have to finish it, right? You have to go from beginning to end.
Definitely don't have to do that. The reason why I was saying just take a bite is because I think everyone's going to take a bite, and then you would just be in with the same equivalent of the sandwich like us.
So you're just going to waste the food. No, I think this is garbage, by the way. You have to finish
the
sandwich.
Honestly, I don't know.
I don't think it's I'm not kidding when I say this. I don't think it's possible to finish one of those sandwiches. You know that dude...
Taylor's going to do it.
Sean Evans, what's his name? The dude does hot ones?
Yeah, Sean Evans.
Okay. This guy who did it there, did one of the wings. You got to wear the gloves and everything else. They took one bite, and they were, like, done. They were, like, literally walking all over the place. It's not possible to finish it.
I'm 99% right, but once you've done it, what's the difference of having more? It's like your mouth and face and body are already
Sounds
on fire.
Good. Eat the sandwich.
I'm not, like I said, there's a reason I qualified this by saying I think you're right, but we'll see. I don't know. Maybe a second bite. We'll see. I don't know. I know it's a bad idea.
Berg, we appreciate it.
Yeah, not happening.
Let's try our first phone call of the day on the Dr. Pepper call in line. Let's go to Fullerton and John. John, you're on with Trav and Slee. What's up, John?
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
All right,
good man. Thanks for calling.
I'm just calling to confirm what Chris Morales reported yesterday about us purchasing a table. And when I say us, it's the Travis and Slee All Stars. You know, me, Francis, Ryan Laguna, Darb,
nice.
Hector San Diego. Dave and Sacramento, CEO G-Fesh.
The men right here.
We're efforting your favorite Slee, Brian Beckner. So just want to let our listeners know that. You know, obviously, we bring the all-stars, right? But I want to tell the listeners, our listeners, buy tickets. You have to support. We have to go out there and show ESPN LA who the real listeners are. So we got to support Slee and Trav. We got to vote Emily and Taylor, get them in. And then just a few things I want to cover as far as the award show. So I know ESPN LA is going to put on a great show. And just like any other award show, they're going to have the most handsome in the front. So I fully expect our table to be in the front. You have the handsome guys up front. The camera's there. You got us in front. So that's one. The second thing for the listeners, don't be shy. Come over to us. We're not, you know, we're normal people. We're doing autographs.
I was going to say, are you willing to do autographs and pictures and selfies and whatnot?
Oh, absolutely. So we're doing one per person. We'll autograph footballs, baseballs, babies' foreheads, whatever you want.
Perfect.
And finally, the last thing is I just want to put this out there for, I know she's off today, so maybe she's listening in, but mainly Amanda. So we're all coming without our wives or girlfriends. So if any of the ladies, you know, Amanda in particular, if you need some arm candy on the red carpet, we're open.
Sean, so considerate, bro.
Very nice of you to offer.
You
so considerate, John.
Thank you, John. Yeah, they bought a table yesterday. They're fired up very quickly. 710 Mandy Awards coming up February 6th at Quiet Cannon. I believe I misspoke earlier. Quiet Cannon in Montebello, February 6th. 710awards.net is where you can buy your tickets. And this is not a sales job. This is honestly, if you want to go, you need to buy them in the next day or so because we went through more than half of what we had yesterday.
60% of the tickets, which they were probably looking at coming in, If we could sell 10 to 15%, remember the event's not until February. That was the idea and the concept. 710awards.net. It's $25 to be a part of the mix. And again, whether you're a fan of this show or any of these other shows, Mesa and Island, Sedano and Cap, $25, come hang out with us. If you wait a week, you probably are not getting a chance to do it, so do it as soon as you can.
Apparently, you can get a selfie and an autograph with John De Fullerton.
You can get John.
That's very, very exciting.
By the way, I'm sorry, Taylor. Vote for Jorge.
See, we got a saboteur in our midst.
Sorry, Taylor.
Well, absolutely. Jorge has, on his own, that's what you call a marketing job.
He's campaigning.
The thing that he's done, I saw him outside of LA Live.
Sandwich board?
Shaking hands, kissing babies. This guy, he knows what he's doing.
All right, so you mentioned it a minute ago. Yeah. Lakers and Bucks tonight in Milwaukee. The question, Giannis and AD, the best two-way players in basketball, which guy do you want to go with? Which direction are you headed? Has it changed, and has it changed as dramatically as I fear that it might? It's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. I like to fancy myself a reasonably creative person.
Okay.
I cannot come up with an escape hatch for the sandwich tomorrow. I really want one. I really want an off-ramp that I can take. Like, hey, guys, I'd love to, but
can I tell you something? There's sometimes in life where you just know you're screwed.
Yeah.
This is one of those where you just got to walk into it and say, I'm screwed. And I think the more you tell yourself that there is no escape route, I think the better off you are well, mentally.
I'm going to have to resign. Much like my...
So this is how many people...
Yeah.
Go ahead. What were you
saying? I was just going to say, just the way yesterday somebody said to you, hey, Trav, you've reached some sort of zen tranquility about Anthony Davis where you've just your expectations have been recalibrated.
Yep, one of the callers said,
you just get what you get. Mm-hmm. I need to kind of get to that spot here.
This is what we've been able to do for tomorrow, okay? You're in. I'm in. I'm still on the fence.
Okay.
I'm in. Taylor's in. Janice is in.
Emily
is in.
Greg.
Berg is in.
No, he's not.
And we'll see who else would like to do the sandwich with us.
It seems like a bad idea.
Can we make bets on who's going to actually finish the sandwich?
Nobody.
No. I think Taylor does it.
Taylor, are you going to finish the sandwich?
Let me take a look at the sandwich first.
No. You got to come
Taylor,
in confident,
you came
Taylor.
Out. No, he did come out confident and had no idea what was going on. I think you got to take a step back, you know?
Go
no.
to
Under
YouTube.
Promise, over deliver.
Right. Go big or go home, Taylor. I think you got this.
The guy's... refusing to take a bite is the one pep talking.
It's the way it always works. It's the way that, yeah, no, you should do that. You should ride your bike down that hill. Nothing bad could happen, and then you're in the emergency room when you wake up.
How about use a skateboard next time?
ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Lakers Bucks tonight.
Yep.
Giannis tonight.
Mm-hmm.
AD tonight. So here's the thing. This
used to be a big conversation.
Used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the obvious topic, right, would be AD or Giannis. And that was a topic not that long ago. If you were going to start a franchise, which of those two guys do you want? And I think there was an active debate between the two that, no, I want Giannis for these reasons or I want AD for these reasons. And both of them were pretty good, compelling
sure,
arguments.
Fair.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody that's still taking AD or are we done with this?
You're talking taking Anthony Davis over Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You have the first pick. There are two players available, Giannis and Anthony Davis. Does anybody pick Anthony Davis first anymore? Because it feels like the debate's been ended, right? Sometimes you have, it feels like this guy or that guy, this guy or that guy. And it goes on for years and years and years. This one's over.
So this is, as much as I hate to say this because, you know, listen, I'm obviously a big fan of Anthony Davis's game. AD was so big in that championship run that the Lakers had against the Miami Heat. You know, last season, if he doesn't get injured, if he doesn't go down with his injury against the Phoenix Suns, I really do feel Lakers are going to beat the Suns, and then we'll see how far they're going to go. Yeah, a lot of excuses in there. Okay, well, just kind of reality of the situation. There's a gear that Giannis has, and some of these dudes that you consider the best in the NBA. I'm not talking top 10. I'm talking that other gear, the top three in the league, the top five at most in the league. They have a gear that Giannis has shown, especially, you know, shown in that championship run, and people want to make an argument, well, you know, this guy was injured, that guy's injured. Well, that's part of sports. The Toronto Raptors don't win a championship, and Kawhi doesn't have another one in Toronto if KD and Klay don't go down. That sure. This is part of sports.
Way it goes.
Giannis's gear is, I'm going to get to a point where it doesn't matter what you do against me, this paint is mine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if I'm pushing you out of the way. I don't care if you're getting out of the way. I don't care if you're throwing two dudes at me. That ball goes up, I'm grabbing that rebound. That ball goes up, I'm grabbing the offensive rebound and going in for an and one, or just give me the ball and I'll go to work. He's not as skilled as Anthony Davis from the perimeter.
No.
He's not as Anthony Davis can face the basket 18 feet away, and it's more times than not a good shot because that's Anthony Davis. Giannis doesn't have the skill set as Anthony Davis has, but he has this it factor. He has that next level where I don't care. We were talking about this yesterday. Remember those games back in the day where Kobe would say, I'm going to fade away 18 feet away from the basket with two defenders on me.
Sure.
And that's what I'm going to do, and there's nothing anybody can do about it.
Right.
I think that's what takes one player from top 10 to top 3. And they had this ranking. Do you remember this, the ranking coming out this year? AD, I think, was number 9. ESPN did their rankings coming out. Yeah. AD was number 9. I can't remember. I think Giannis was 1. If he wasn't, he was 2. But I think he was 1. They put KD 2, and they put LeBron 3.
Yeah.
All those guys have something in common. Luka's an example. And I know Luka hasn't gone on and won a championship, all that. And I know people are going to say, well, Luka doesn't play defense on the other side. You're right. There's some great characteristics there. But Luka's also that player that I will find a way to tear your heart out at age 22.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference for me between Giannis and Anthony Davis right now.
Yeah, I think you're right with everything you said. You keep saying, you know, there's this gear that Giannis goes to. I think that Anthony Davis has a gear that he can go to occasionally. And all the things, the best version of Anthony Davis is when he gets it into fifth gear and he's the best version of himself. Giannis doesn't have a gear. Giannis has a setting. Giannis is just there. He doesn't go down to third gear, or second gear, or even first gear. He's just the setting on Giannis is what you're talking about. All of those things. Because if you just go through it line by line and you talk about who's got the better shot, who's got the better handle, who's the better rebounder, who's the better defender, who's faster, who shoots for a higher percentage, just right on down the line, AD's going to win a bunch of those, you know, check the box kind of things. Watch the games. How often do you watch a Bucks game and see a game where Giannis is playing and you're like, oh, there he is. I forgot he was out there. Never? Damn near never. How often does that happen with Anthony Davis? Frequently. It's a setting. Giannis doesn't go up and down the gearbox. He is at the top all the time. Anthony Davis isn't. Anthony Davis at his best is just as good as Giannis. Anthony Davis might actually be better than Giannis at his absolute best. He's not there often enough. He gets there periodically. Giannis sits where he sits. Just like LeBron, just like KD, just like these other great players, they sit at this level where I'm not coming back down to second gear, and I'm certainly not doing it more than once or twice a year. I'm not doing it once a week. AD does.
You know where that conversation...
It's over.
Can I tell you where that conversation would have changed? We've played 15 games. Tonight will be game number 16. LeBron will have missed 10 games after tonight, right? So you'll have 10 games where you said, AD, this is... Look, I was making this pitch. They'll be okay. You got AD, you got Russell Westbrook. Mm-hmm. This was part of the reason that if LeBron gets injured, you got these two guys that can obviously sustain everything. Nobody's saying that it's going to be the exact same thing. They're going to go handle business at Staples Center. Look at all these games are at home. AD hasn't had that. You know, this was the moment where you're like, AD, freaking go to work.
Yeah,
this is yours now. This is yours. You know, tell everybody, okay, double team's coming. Sounds good. Why don't you go tell all those guys at some point, feed me the ball down low, and I'm just going to take over this game. Or the game on the line, the ball needs to be in AD's hands. So kind of all that combination there.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I want to talk about something that Stephen A. said on his show about LeBron and his championship window and how open or lack thereof it is. That's coming up, say, at about 10:55, about 15 minutes from right now. But it's Wednesday, silly. Hump day. I love it when I see new names on Ask Sleep.
Okay.
I would encourage all of you that enjoy this segment but have not participated in the segment,
bro,
get off your you-know-what.
How cool was that yesterday? A little Laker jersey with
Ask Sleep? It's incredible. I'm not going to lie. I'm jealous. Like, I feel a little bit left out.
You shouldn't. This was an investment you made early on.
Give it to me.
Yeah, but it's right. It actually makes more sense to go to you than it does to...
Well, they bought a youth medium. I don't think that one was for me.
Yeah, but I thought it fit fine. The only thing was, it was you had a shirt under. If you took that shirt off, I think then it would really fit fine.
Yeah, it's really not going to happen. All right. Forgive me. I'm going to get this name wrong, but I believe Imam Wusakia.
Yep.
And we're going to go with that. Apologies if I got it wrong. Here you
on
go.
The
Hashtag
dot.
Ask Slee. Is Slee with a type to comment on the long-term impact of high decibel levels of music when he's in public, eventually requesting to lower the volume? Hashtag Ask Slee.
I will keep all the comments to myself. But, bro, how many times you go to a wedding? Fellas, turn this down just a little bit.
I'd like to talk to my nephew.
Just a little bit. Can I have a conversation with somebody? This happens all the time here at the station, and this is a real thing. Let's just say some of our equipment might malfunction at times.
Yeah.
And Taylor just wants to whisper something while we're doing the show. And for some reason, I'm at a Chiefs.
You're at a Metallica concert sitting next to the speaker.
I thought of the Chiefs because haven't they had games where they're just showing the levels like the highest ever? I'm like, Taylor, keep it down. He's like, I didn't whispered on the speaker.
So to answer your question, Amon, yes, he is that guy.
I'm just not going
to
tell anybody
about it.
Has
to be lowered it down. Dave.
Freaking DJ trying to get attention. Turn the music down. We're at a wedding.
This is great. When you approach Table Day Fullerton at the Mandy Awards,
yep.
Are you going to say, hey, security, can we get these guys out of here? # Ask Slee.
No. Do you know what I'll do with that entire table? I will walk over with a bourbon. I will cheers to all our people there.
Uh-huh.
Say thank you for coming. Thank you for being a part of the show. And if anybody doesn't have a drink, let's go grab a drink at the bar.
No, they'll let anybody into this place tonight, I guess, huh? Or there's always
you. Bam.
Bam, bam. You guys.
Bang, bang.
There's all. That's what it was. Bang, bang. Or there's always the go-to. Well, you guys clean up pretty good, don't you? Those go-to lines.
You know how people go that. You know they do that. I don't do it right. Like my eye twitches.
Yeah, I was gonna say, why are you winking at me?
Yeah,
it's just
I just can't do it. Yeah,
like you're getting
Shooter
a horse
McGavin.
To go. Yeah, exactly. All right, Drew. When ESPN LA interns email Slee, does he aggressively redline the document and send it back for further revisions?
What year are you? What year? Are you junior? Are you a senior? Gotta be better than this. No intern is gonna email me.
They should
put it that way.
No. Come see me. We're gonna talk this through. Daniel Tapia, Slee has just finished setting up his campsite and has a fire going, about to crack open a cold one. He forgets something important. Does he go out and hunt for it, or will he Instacart it? # Ask Slee. Let me just stop right there. Yep. Can you Instacart things in
Bro,
the forest?
You can't. No, you can't.
I didn't think so.
You can't Instacart things, but as Why I've not? Said before, because you don't have service.
No, if you don't have service, yeah, you can't do it. But what if you have service up there? Like if you're in a space with service,
but
with Wi-Fi?
You think somebody's actually going to come? I'm be like, hey, I'm at Campground 8.
Would you give coordinates like latitude and longitude?
I mean, it just depends. Like, are you how much
Campground 8? And by the way, 2 miles are unpaved.
38 degrees west, 22 minutes, 14 seconds. By
all for some Twizzlers, huh?
So what do you do? What do you do when you're at the campsite and you're just about done? You're like, oh, I forgot X. You just kind of suck it up and go?
Yeah, you're screwed. But if you're at any of these others, like, for example, if you're at – go to Idyllwild, you can go camping. There's Joshua Tree, you go camping, right? Go to these places. We've talked about this before. I can literally be at the cash register at Walmart in 30 minutes. 30
That's
minutes.
That's not really
That's all
camping.
I need.
That's just sleeping outside.
You're right.
That's yeah. If you can get to Walmart in a half an hour,
hey,
you're not far
hey,
enough
can
into
you
the
see
woods.
The stars? Yeah, but the 7-Eleven sign is kind of taken away. See, just go check. See
you
if they can.
You guys want a Slim Jim? I'm going to run over there real quick. Slim Jim and a pack of Budweiser. Just
nothing
knock this
like
thing
camping,
out.
Guys. Pass over the Cheetos.
Don't forget, you can always be live Ask Slee on the phone like Manuel in Gardena. Manuel, the floor is yours.
Oh, fellas, first off, I'm more hyped up for the Mandy's than I think Barry Manilow is. I already rented, I secured a Lloyd Christmas baby blue tuxedo and top hat.
My man.
Cane? You got a cane, Manuel?
Oh, yeah. Golden, diamond encrusted, given to me by one Evel Knievel.
There you go.
You know how we do it. Hey,
and Manuel could be winning some awards on that night.
That's right.
So we'll see what happens.
Oh, man. We'll see. Hey, I'll be humbled if it happens. If not, there's a lot of competition. Hey, and also, Trav, you'll be happy to know I have two fast facts for you. I blindsided Slee with an Ask Slee on Laker Talk a few days ago.
He did.
So
that's
I know
right.
You like that.
Yes.
And then you'll be happy to know that he wouldn't be able to give those coordinates because I asked, that was my question, is he that compass guy? The guy that has that stupid compass that's spinning everywhere in his hand and... Thank God he said no.
Here's the thing, Manuel. I have prepared that if that's how I go, that's how I go. It is what it is. You know, if I don't have the compass and I was one compass short of making it out the trail, then it is what it is. All right, what do you got?
All right. So in this video game age, I think Slee is more a refined gentleman. Does Slee prefer to play horseshoes or backgammon?
Hashtag ask Slee.
I appreciate you calling, Manuel. I would do horseshoes.
They're both good.
Yeah,
backgammon, if we can get outside, let's go outside. You can have a glass of wine when you play backgammon. You can have a little, a couple of cold beers while you're throwing horseshoes. There are no bad options, really.
I don't think it's a bad option, though.
No, you can get inside or outside. That's what we're doing. All right, John writes, you're taking a five-hour flight. Who would you rather sit next to? A lady with a six-month-old baby that will be awake the entire flight.
Okay.
Or the guy that brings fish to consume while on the plane.
Put the six-month baby right next to me. You know what? You got to go use a restroom. Let me hold the little guy for 15, 20 minutes. Go do your thing.
I think that's the right answer.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If fish guy's on the plane, it doesn't matter where he's sitting.
Okay, what's the unwritten rule on the plane? What is it? Because this is one of the issues, too. The issue is you got places that are, you know, obviously selling things right outside of your gate.
Mm-hmm.
Are you allowed to walk in with
a tuna sub?
A bacon. No, you know what? It could be a burger and fries, okay.
Yeah,
or maybe you're
too.
Going to Panda Express that's right there.
Ooh, that's aggressive.
Are you allowed to? Like, what's the rule there? I would not.
No. I am oddly aware of other people's deals in public settings.
Like,
I'm not
going
to be the guy to bring something stinky into a public place.
I'm with you on that.
It's a bad deal.
I'm
selfish 98% of the time, unless it's a group activity.
The furthest I would go is if you get like a sub sandwich.
Yeah, but it needs to be like a turkey sandwich.
No, not a meatball
it
sandwich.
It can't be a
I'm
meatball or an
it's
Italian
a marinara
or
with
tuna.
Everything
give me,
else.
Give me the tuna with the Munster cheese. Give me that and heat it up. Put it in that little Subway microwave and heat that thing up.
Look, by the way, tuna is delicious. I'm going to take tuna
everywhere.
Good, I don't care.
But you don't have to.
I like tuna
why not?
Too.
I don't care.
It's
well, I'm enjoying what I'm eating.
Greg,
yes,
Greg.
I'm enjoying what I'm eating. Still.
I understand. That's the problem that you just said. The problem was you said I don't care.
Right.
That's the whole point. Is that you're considerate towards the others around you?
Yeah. They're not considerate to me.
I respect the I really do. But when it's a group activity, we gotta put the in our back pocket.
Look,
you leave your tuna for your kitchen.
I think the rest of us
are trying to have a society.
I think I've brought tuna to this studio before. So
just a suggestion, my opinion, you bring tuna on a plane, you're thrown out of the country.
Fine. Where can I sign your petition?
Just where am I going? Where are you sending me to?
Canada or Mexico?
Well. All right. Stephen A. says that LeBron has won his last title in the NBA. That's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.